الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها، وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها، وقال الإنسان ما لها، يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كان أمراؤكم خياركم، وأغنياؤكم سمحاءكم، وأموركم شورى بينكم، فظهر الأرض خير لكم من بطنها. وإذا كان أمراؤكم شراركم، وأغنياؤكم بخلاءكم، وأموركم إلى نسائكم، فبطن الأرض خير لكم من ظهرها، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent every one of us in this dunya to leave this dunya. Allah created this universe, Allah created every other thing that we see around us, and Allah created us, humankind. Allah sent us in this dunya for a purpose, and that is to build our akhirah. This is the cornerstone of the iman of every reciter of kalima la ilaha illallah. Every believer in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah believes that Allah sent him here to build his akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spelled out for us our aim of life. The purpose of our existence has been explained and elucidated in many, many verses of Quran and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is clear as daylight what is our purpose in this world, what is our goal of life. Others who are deprived of Iman and Islam sometimes spend their entire lives wondering, what is the purpose of my existence? But Allah has given it to us clear, and it's part and parcel of our Iman. We believe in Akhirah, we believe in resurrection, we believe that in the Akhirah is either Jannah or Jahannam. And we ask Allah to grant us all Jannatul Firdaus and the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected friends and elders, the only way a person will attain his safe passage into Jannah is by following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sunnah, Deenul Islam, the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the system that Allah sent so that man can live a peaceful life in this dunya and akhirah. Every other system, respected friends and elders, will fail at some point or the other. And it will fail not only in akhirah. Generally, when we discuss the sunnah versus the ways of others, when we discuss this, respected friends and elders, then we consider failure and success of akhirah only. That if you follow the sunnah, you will be successful in akhirah. You will get Jannah, undoubtedly. And if you follow any other way, you will not get Jannah. That is absolutely correct and true. But the exact same thing applies with regards to our success and failure in this worldly life. Allah sent the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sharia of Deenul Islam for the smooth running of this world as well as akhirah. This is something that sometimes escapes our minds. Ulama explain that Deenul Islam and the Sunnah is there li salahil ma'ashi wal ma'ad. Allah has given us the system for the smooth running of this world as well. Even what we refer to maybe as our secular affairs, our day-to-day affairs of the world, that will only be intact. That will only run smoothly. We will only be successful if it is done under the umbrella of Islam, following the commands of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told in Quran, and that this is my path, which is straight. صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. So follow it. Follow it only for akhirat. Only for Jannat? No, follow it in every aspect. Follow it only in the masjid. Follow it only in Ramadan. Follow it only on the day of Eid. No, this command is general, فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, follow it. In other words, in every aspect of your life. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبُلُ, don't follow every other way. Every other ism, respected friends and elders, will deter us from our path of Jannah and will deter us from success and progress in this world. It is only via Deenul Islam and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will succeed even here. Because Deenul Islam was selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah chose this way for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of mankind and everything else around us, Allah whose knowledge is complete and perfect, chose Deenul Islam, knowing fully the challenges that Muslims had at that time when Quran was revealed. And knowing fully the challenges Muslims will face in our age and our era. And Allah, in His complete knowledge, knowing the challenges of man, till the day of Qiyamah, Allah selected one deen for all. Every other religion that came with an expiry date. Deenul Islam has got no expiry date. There is no Nabi to come after Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no deen to replace Deenul Islam. So this teaches us that Allah selected this method and this way of life for every person. If it was supposed to be outdated after the passage of some time, then there would have been another Nabi to come. There would have been another Sharia to replace the old Sharia. Likewise, the system of Allah for the thousands of years before that man lived on this earth. But when it came to Deenul Islam, all those religions culminated and peaked with Islam with the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah revealed the verse at the end of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Arafat, it was a Friday as well. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Today I have completed for you your deen. Akmaltu, I have made it complete and perfect. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, I have completed my favor upon you. Wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. I have chosen for you. I have chosen, Allah is saying, I have chosen for you Deenul Islam as your way of life, as your creed, as your deen, your religion. This is selected by Allah Himself for us, respected friends and elders. The Jews in that zamana, in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, approached him and tell him that you have this one verse in Quran. The meaning of this of that incident was that you have this one verse. If we had to get this verse, that we would have taken that day as a day of rejoicing, a day of festival, Eid. It is that verse wherein Allah guarantees that your deen is perfect and complete. No other religion was given this guarantee, this assurance. And it is that verse where Allah said, I have selected for you this deen. Respected friends and elders, the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is complete and perfect. It is for us to implement in our lives. When a person lacks in this, when we lack in the implementation of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah, then we will find havoc in our own personal lives. We will find havoc in our societies locally and globally also. There will be havoc and disaster. There will be disaster, respected friends and elders. Again, let's link it up to what I mentioned at the beginning. لِصَلَاحِ الْمَعَاشِ وَالْمَعَادِ, for the smooth running of the system of the world. There too, the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are needed and are imperative. Without that, there will be disaster. Think to yourself, and ulama make this point, that man traversed the earth for thousands of years before us. How is it that it is now that Allah, in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah inspired mankind with so much of progress, even in the circular sense like we may call it. In technology, etc., so much of progress happened only in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were so many other ummats. There were so many other ummats that came in the past. Their lifespans were many, many times longer than ours. And they traversed this earth for many, many years. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is roughly about 1500 years old. About 1500 years. And the amount of progress even in the worldly sense Allah inspired the ummah with. This is also the barakat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a miracle and mu'jiza of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the sunnah and teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are taken out of our lives, and on a general scale, when this dunya has been starved of the sunnah, the dunya has been starved of the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will find havoc and disaster engulfing the globe like we see around us today. Respected friends and elders, to illustrate to you the direct effect of our actions on the events around us, I will quote a few verses of Quran and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Corruption, disaster, problems have become widespread. في البر والبحر, on land and on sea. بما كسبت أيدي الناس, because of what the hands of man have earned. Meaning because of the actions of man, this disaster has covered this globe. This is a direct link, respected friends and elders, that the actions we will carry out will have an effect on the things around us. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with the Sahaba, in the narration of Sahih Bukhari, and a janazah passed by. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented, مُسْتَرِيحٌ وَمُسْتَرَاحٌ مِنْهُ, that this person that has been taken, he has died, he has left the world. Either he is one who is resting, he is a mustarih. You know, when a person dies in the dunya, they say R.I.P. rest in peace. Maybe he's a person who is resting in peace. وَمُسْتَرَاحٌ مِنْهُ, but it's possible he could be someone from whom others are now at peace. So Sahaba asked, O Nabi of Allah, what do you mean by مُسْتَرِيحٌ أو مُسْتَرَاحٌ مِنْهُ? Then he explained further, الْعَبْدُ الْمُؤْمِنُ, when a believing slave leaves this world. إِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدُ الْمُؤْمِنُ, when a believing slave, who is a mu'min? Who is a true mu'min? The Nabi of Allah, when he is referring to a mu'min, he's not going to be referring to a superficial mu'min, or half a mu'min, or somebody who read one salat and not another, implemented one sunnah and 10 others were not in his life. No. A mu'min meaning a complete believer. A complete believer is a person who followed every command of Allah and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was directed to his life, that pertained to his life. When that kind of a person leaves this dunya, يَسْتَرِيحُ مِنْ نَصَبِ الدُّنْيَا وَتَعَبِهَا, then he is now resting in peace. He is resting in peace from the difficulty and toils of the world. But وَإِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدُ الْفَاجِرُ, when a sinner dies, ulama make this point, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, when a kafir dies. Yes, a kafir is a sinner, but he used the word a sinner. In other words, even a reciter of kareema la ilaha illallah. But he never upheld the commands of Allah and His Messenger. He never had the sunnah in his life. When he dies, يَسْتَرِيحُ مِنْهُ الْعِبَادِ, the rest of man are at peace from him. We need to say R.I.P. to the survivors. This person was a burden in his society. Any person who flouts the command of Allah and His Messenger ultimately will become a burden to those around him. Ultimately, people will be waiting for him to leave this dunya because they will be suffering due to his existence. He will be a combination of wrong, of evil, of sin, of zulm, oppression. And the hadith doesn't stop there. I want to draw your attention to the next part. يَسْتَرِيحُ مِنْهُ الْعِبَادِ. Yes, the fellow bondsmen are now at peace from him. They are relieved of his burden. وَالْبِلَادِ, the hadith says. And even the ground, even the earth is at peace now when this man leaves the dunya. وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابِ, the trees also, the animals also. They also now at ease. They also they attain solace. Why? This burden has left the earth. When a person traverses the earth committing sin and wrong and zulm, not implementing the sunnah, it has an effect not only on fellow humankind. No, it affects those things that we refer to as lifeless as well. The ground, hard stone and rock also feels the effect of this person's sin. الشجر والدواب, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif is telling us that that person who flouted the commands of Allah and His Messenger becomes a burden to the trees also, to the animals also. Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah has quoted something in Shu'ab al-Iman, a narration from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. He mentions, إِنَّ الْجَبَلَ لَيُنَادِ الْجَبَلِ, sometimes the mountains communicate among themselves. How they do it, Allah knows best. The mountains communicate, and one Jabal calls out, one mountain asks the fellow mountain, هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ أَحَدٌ الْيَوْمَ ذَكَرَ اللَّهِ, did anybody pass by and make dhikr of Allah on you today? In other words, were you fortunate enough to bear that person on your back who was remembering Allah When that mountain replies in the affirmative, they both rejoice. They both get happy that we had the sharaf and the opportunity and honor of hosting a person on our backs. That was remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was, in other words, following the commands of Allah. That was in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, when the opposite happens, when sin occurs, respected friends and elders, it affects the mountains. Allah says in Quran, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا. And they, the kuffar in Makkah, made the worst of accusations against Allah. And they said, Allah has a child. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهِ. The sky is almost split apart. وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضِ. Because of what they said, the earth almost gave in and caved in. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّى. And it's almost happened that the mountains got smashed and became fallen away. And دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا. Because they made this evil statement. One bad statement and the effect on the sky also, on the ground also, on the mountains also. So respected friends and elders, when we will say good, when we will do good, when we will practice on good, and there's nothing more good than the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then too it will have an effect on all these things around us. When the people of Fir'aun were destroyed, Allah says, Fir'aun and his armies, they were drowned and destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Neither the sky nor the earth cried over their loss. Why? Because these were bad people. They were burdens to the sky and earth. The sky was relieved of them. The earth was relieved of them. This ayah teaches us that there are some people, when they leave this dunya, the sky cries over their loss. The earth cries over their loss. And that will only be those who follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are numerous examples of this in Quran and Hadith, respected friends and elders, that explain to us that what we will do, we will see. What you do is what you will see around you. And not only you will suffer, everything else around you will suffer as well. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the mountain with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar and Uthman radiallahu anhuma as well, Mount Uhud in Medina, and the mountain began to shake. Mount Uhud began to move. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a hadith in Bukhari Sharif, addresses the mountain and says, Uthbut Uhud. Oh Uhud, remains calm. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ نَبِيٌّ. You have a Nabi on top on you. وَصِدِّيقٌ. A Siddiq, referring to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Siddiqiyat is the highest rank that a believer can reach below Nubuwwah. وَشَهِيدًا. And you have two shaheeds, Umar and Uthman, who will become shaheed in their lives, radiallahu anhuma. Ulama write, why did Uhud shake? Why did that mountain move? And some ulama have mentioned it's 13 miles long, Mount Uhud. That entire mountain shook, why? They explain it was هَزَّةُ طَرَبٍ لَا غَضَبٍ. هَزَّةُ طَرَبٍ لَا غَضَبٍ. It was the shaking of ecstasy and joy. When you see a child that is very, very excited, the father brought that gift that the child requested. Father went on travel, and the child was requested, he wanted that particular gift, and the father brought that. Then, as the child sees it, the child shakes from one side to another. In Urdu, they call it Junna. You move from one side to the out of joy and ecstasy. This mountain moved out of joy and ecstasy, la ghadab, not because of anger. In other words, sometimes the mountains will move. Sometimes the earth will shake. And it will happen out of anger, respected friends and elders. So when we look around us now in our societies and in the entire dunya, there is so much of havoc, so much of disaster, so much of confusion, so much of issues and problems and challenges facing not only Muslims. Humanity at large is suffering, respected friends and elders. The amount of natural catastrophes and disasters, the amount of invasions and wars, the amount of murder, bloodshed, the amount of exploitation, and like that, the amount of suffering on a personal level. Relationships are being broken. People are suffering from poverty, disease, depression, mental health has become a great challenge in our time. All of that, respected friends and elders, Deenul Islam will tell you that is a result of us leaving the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is because of us leaving the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Allah drew for us the picture of Qiyamah, that when the earth will shake violently, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, and the earth will remove its burden. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, men will be surprised and men will say, what has happened to the earth? It's behaving very differently. Very same we have seen in our life. These are small examples and samples Allah is giving us when we find some kind of tremors in our own area. Tremors, earthquakes, sometimes in the forms of floods, sometimes in the form of landslides. These are small examples of what is going to definitely happen when the appointed time does arrive. And وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانِ, now too man is surprised. What is happening? How come? How come there's so much of earthquakes happening on earth? Happening around the world, so much of disaster. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. Allah says on that day, in the day of Qiyamah, the earth also will speak. The earth will narrate its news. In other words, whatever happened, whatever deeds we have done, the earth is informed. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا. Because your Rabb has inspired it. Your Rabb kept the earth informed of whatever you were doing. A hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif mentions that every day the grave calls out, أَنَا بَيْتُ الْوَحْدَةِ, I am the home of loneliness. بَيْتُ الْغُرْبَى, بَيْتُ التُّرَاب, the home of sand. There's nothing else, it's only sand. بَيْتُ الدُّود, I am a place full of worms. But when a pious believer passes away and he is taken to the grave welcomes him. The hadith is telling us that the grave welcomes him. This is part of our iman. The grave tells him, أَهْلًا وَمَرْحَبًا. Welcome. Oh, مَرْحَبًا وَأَهْلًا. مَرْحَبًا in the Arabic language and أَهْلًا are used for welcoming. The real meaning, مَرْحَبًا means أَتَيْتَ مَكَانًا رَحْبًا. You have come to a spacious place. There's enough place for you. When you want to make somebody feel welcome, then you tell him, no, there's enough place. You make a lot of place for him. وَأَهْلًا, أَهْلًا وَسَهْلًا وَمَرْحَبًا we say. أَهْلًا means أَتَيْتَ أَهْلًا. You have come home. You have come to your family. That is how he is welcomed in the grave. And then the grave tells him, أَمَا إِن كُنْتَ لَأَحَبُّ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِي. From all those that were walking on top of me on the earth, you were the one who I loved the most. In other words, the earth was informed that this man is an asset to society. He's an asset to the universe, not only to the men and humankind around him. And when a sinner, again here the hadith says, when a sinner, not necessarily only a kafir, a sinner when he leaves this dunya, and again let's remind ourselves, brothers and sisters, who is a sinner? A sinner is a person who left out the command of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The command of Allah is abstain from riba and interest. The command of Allah is abstain from intermingling. The command of Allah is abstain from haram, abstain from alcohol, abstain from zina. Those that flouted those commands. The command of Allah is don't disobey your parents like we find today. The command of Allah is maintain your relationships, whether it be with your family, whether it be with your business partners, with your fellow Muslim. The command of Allah is that. That person who flouted these commands is a sinner. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applies to every part of our life. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applies to us in the masjid and outside the masjid as well. It applies to us in our homes and it applies in our business places as well. That person who flouted the commands of Allah and shunned the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is a person termed as a sinner. Deenul Islam is based on simplicity and not extravagance. Deenul Islam is based on modesty and not immodesty. Look at our life, the lives of Muslims, respected friends and elders. Way up, how much of modesty do we have in comparison to immodesty? Are our lives becoming more and more simple or more and more extravagant? These are lessons for us. The month of Rabi'ul Awwal has come. Many other Rabi'ul Awwals came and went in our lives. And Allah give us many more. And during this month, we express our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every believer ought to have love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he ought to have it for all 12 months of the year. And true love will be by implementing the sunnah and coming back onto the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that person who neglected the sunnah and who is termed in the words of Allah and His Messenger as a sinner, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. The hadith says, every ummati will enter Jannah besides those who refused. Who will refuse to go Jannah? We all want to go Jannah. So Sahaba asked, وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Who is that person who will refuse even Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, understand it like this: man ata'a, man ata'ani, that one who will obey me, he is going to Jannah. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى, the one who disobeyed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ultimately he's refusing entry into Jannah. He's depriving himself of Jannah. So the hadith in Tirmidhi goes on to mention, when a sinner, a man like that, when he goes into the grave, then the grave tells him, لَا أَهْلًا وَلَا مَرْحَبًا, there's no welcome for you. There's no place for you. In other words, it's going to be very narrow and tight for you. And أَمَا إِن كُنْتَ لَأَبْغَضُ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى ظَهْرِي, you were the worst of persons. You were the one I hated the most from those who are walking on my back. They feel the effect, respected friends and elders. Allama Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi, rahimahullah, was a great scholar of India, but world-renowned. Renowned in the Arab world and every other academic sphere. He was honored and he was acknowledged. Mawlana Abu al-Hasan, rahimahullah, wrote a kitab, a very beautiful book. We generally say, you cannot judge a book by its cover. But this is one book you can at least judge something about it based on the title. And he named that book, مَاذَا خَسِرَ الْعَالَمْ بِنْحِطَاطِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, which translates as, what has the world lost out on because of the degeneration of Muslims? What has the entire world, not only we as Muslims, as a society of Muslims, we are not the only sufferers. This entire dunya is suffering. Why? Because of our degeneration. Because of us leaving out the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَاذَا خَسِرَ الْعَالَمُ, this entire world has lost, entire world is suffering. Ulama mentioned, from the maqasid of deenul Islam, it's a basic principle of deen to ensure smooth living and peace on earth, as well as peace in akhirah. And that will only happen with the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to understand that the issues we see around us, the disasters we see happening around us and in our own lives, Allah inspire us to understand that the direct cause for that is us not implementing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. This entire dunya has been engulfed every other way. Every other way besides the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected friends and elders, will fail at some point or the other. And now we can see the failure of the system of everything else. Whether you call it capitalism, call it whatever else, whatever other ism you want to give it, they have all failed. Man is tired of being on earth now. Look at the suicide rates, how it is increasing. How is it increasing all the time? Practically every day there's something in the news of some person taking his life. This never happened 10, 20 years ago. This is a result of the system. It's the system of shaitan, respected friends and elders. It's a result of people being starved of the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how much people are losing their minds because of depression or in the form of suicide. Or a person going into a school and taking the lives of innocent children. Give me one example. One example, respected friends and elders, in Medina. One example in Makkah. One example in Kufa and Baghdad. One example in Damascus, when those were the places of Islam. A man loses his mind and goes and takes the lives of innocent people. A man loses his mind and goes and rapes an 80-year-old woman. And one example. Yeah, it is happening every day, respected friends and elders. It is a direct result of this ummah and of this world being starved of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Urdu poet put it so nicely, Rahmat ka abar banke jaha bar pe chaye, become a cloud of mercy and engulf this dunya. Alam ye jal raha hai, baras ke bujaye. This entire dunya is in flames. This dunya is burning. Go and rain down the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no better time in our lives for us to revive the sunnah than now. There is no better time ever for a person to do good than immediately. There is no better time in our lives for us to revive the sunnah in our lives now. And no better time for us to take it to the rest of the dunya. Because after the darkness of every other system has covered the dunya, this dunya is covered in darkness, in fasad, in fitna. Then people will see the light of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give hidayat in droves to people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us wa tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
جزاكم الله خيرا فمولانا محمد عباس عمر ليكشر ات كامبدان كيزين الحمد لله بيوتيفول انسبايرد ليكشر من دعاء الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد اس so we can practice on the sunnah of beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.